We begin the current daf Maseches Brachos, daf Lamed Ches. We begin 8 lines from the top of the Amid. The Gemara continues with an Amoric statement from the same Mandama that we ended off the previous discussion, from Ma'abar Rav Ashi. And before we were speaking about bread, now we continue on to a different Brachos, which is the topic of our parak of Birchas HaNenen. The Gemara begins, V'amar Ma'abar Rav Ashi, Hai Duv Shud Tamri, regarding the honey from dates. The halacha is, Mevarchin Uloyeh Shehakal Nibidvari. The halacha is that you make the bracha, the date honey is shahakal. My time, what's the reason? Zeya ba'almuhu. That it's mere sweat, this fruit, this juice, although the fruit is a bari-pri-eitz, but the juice that comes out of it, this honey, is considered like mere sweat, and it's not considered as part of the fruit to make on it a bari-pri-eitz. So the Gemara says, Kaman, who is this like that we say that the juice that comes out of fruit, for example, apple or any other juice, in this case honey, that one will not make the bracha of the fruit which is bari pri'eitz, rather it's going to be a shahakal. So the Gemara answers, ki hai tan, it's going like Rabbi Yeshua. It's not as we learned in the following Mishnah. Dvash tamarim, regarding date honey, v'yayin tapuchim and apple cider, v'chaymet savonius, and vinegar that comes from the late season grapes. That is, these are the grapes that come at the end of the season that never fully matured, and from that they create vinegar. V'shar me perish al truma, regarding the other fruit juices that are of truma. So the halach is, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev keren v'chemish. Rabbi Eliezer says that if one consumes these drinks, he's chayev keren, the actual principle of what he consumed, and a fifth for someone that drinks from it b'shogeg by mistake, which is what one is responsible for consuming the fruits of truma. Rabbi Yeshua says the person is potter, and the reason is since it's just smear sweat, it doesn't have the shame of truma on it, and therefore it's not considered the pri to be chayev on it, what one is chayev keren v'chemish, as he is when he consumes regular peri of truma. And that is because the peri is not considered that it's made and designated for its drink, only by olives and grapes. That is like Ma'abar Rav Ashi, that it's not a pri, and that's exactly what we said, that therefore the bracha is going to be shahakal, not a bari per eitz, because fruit juices, apple juice, orange juice, we make a bracha shahakal, although it comes from a fruit that is a bari per eitz, because it's considered mere sweat, it's not considered, so to speak, the distinct property of what a pri is, and therefore shahakal not a bari pri eitz, and that is why Rabbi Shua says that one would even be potter for the halacha of consuming the property of truma, and would not be chayav karen b'chaymash. Now the Gemara continues on to a different item. What is the proper bracha on trima? What is the bracha? And that is, the trima is anything that is, so to speak, a little bit smashed. And it's not totally dissolved. It's like it's smashed a little bit. What would be the bracha on that? So lo have a day to the Rava. My kamali, Rava didn't know what he was asking him. What smashed what? So Yosef Ravina came to Rava. Ravina was in front of Rava, and he heard the question that was posed to Rava. So Amalei, so Ravina said to that one of the Rabbanan that was saying, he wanted to know from what type of trima are you actually asking? Dishumshimi kamrit, are you asking smashed sesame seeds where it's smashed to take out, so to speak, the oil from it? Oy dekurtimi kamrit, are you talking about saffron, which is, that's what's known as karkum, that they smash it and they put a little bit of wine into it and then they drink it? Oy defurtsimi kamrit, are you talking about smashed grape pits, where there's that they smash the grapes and they put in the pits into water and they make this beverage sort of similar to like a beer, which is called temed? What are you talking about? Smashed what? So the Gemara says that adahachi vahachi aske Rav ladaitis. And in the meantime, when Ravina was asking this Talmud, what are you specifically asking? Rav chapt what he meant to say. So amalei chashulta vadi ka'amrit. You're definitely talking about something that's smashed. In other words, from the words of Ravina, Rava understood what the actual question was, and he says that I understand from your question you're asking something that's smashed. And therefore, but karten milsa hodam Ravasi, so I'm reminded now of something that Ravasi had once said. That is Haitami Shal Truma. Regarding the dates of Truma, Mutra Lasman Truma, you're allowed to make out of it a date paste. And that is, that's not considered being mafsid truma. There's an isser of, so to speak, destroying truma property. And that is, we see that it's considered bimilsekoi, that it, so to speak, it retains its original identity when you take a date of truma and you make it into a type of a paste. And therefore, since that's the case, so therefore the bracha would obviously still be a bari pri eitz. However, also lasis man sheikh, but you're not allowed to turn the dates into beer because that is considered, so to speak, being mafsid. You're destroying the initial property of what the state of the truma is. And therefore, one would not be allowed to turn it into beer. However, what we see is that something that's smashed, as Rava was saying from the halacha of Rav Asi, in that obviously it still retains its original bracha, and therefore the bracha would be whatever it originally was before it was smashed, and that's why you're allowed to do that to truma too. The Gemara says, "Behilchas and halacha is tamri vavdin the truma, that if you had dates and you made it into truma, mevarchin ulaya bari preitz, you make on it a bari preitz, as we said, my time, bimalsayu kaimakin makari, it retains its original, the vestige of what originally was, and therefore there's no issa of turning truma into that, and therefore the bracha will retain its original bari preitz bracha." Now the Gemara continues on to another item, shtisa, which is a type of a dish that was made from roasted flour. That is, it was dried up in the oven when the kernels were still a little bit moist. So what is the proper bracha on that? Rav amar shahakal ni'abidvare, v'shmul amar bari min mezaynis. So the Gemara says, the Amar Rav Chisda v'lo yiplig. Rav Chisda says, they're not really arguing. And it depends what is the characteristic of this shtisa. And that is, haba ava, haba racha. One of them is talking about when it's thick, and one of them is talking about when it's loose. That is, ava lachila avdila. When they would make this flour that's roasted, if it's thick, it was made for consuming it as a food item. And therefore, the halacha is going to be a bari min mezaynis, because it still retains its bemulsikaima, it retains the original status of what it was as a grain. Racha l'refua ka'avdila, but when it's loose, this consistency, then it's not made for eating it as a food item. Rather, it's meant for therapeutic purposes. And therefore, there the bracha will be shahakal. However, the Gemara asks on this, Masa Rav Yosef, we learned, v'shavin shevaychshin es ha'shtus b'shabbos. Although there's a machlokes regarding thick shtus, regarding if one is able to do that on Shabbos, however, everyone agrees that you can mix with a spoon to mix it very well with the liquid that's inside of it. You can stir this loose shtisa on Shabbos. And also, b'shoysim zeisim ha-mitzri, you could drink this laxative, this Egyptian laxative, which is called zeisim ha-mitzri. So the question is, if it's as we just had mentioned before, to answer up the Gemara, that one was talking about when it's thick is bari min mezaynis, and one that said it's shahakal is when it's loose, because then it's meant for refuah purposes, for therapeutic, and that's why it's shahakal, it's not mezaynis anymore. So then how can we say that in Shabbos, everyone agrees you can go ahead and mix this loose shtesa, if it's meant for refuah b'Shabbos mishari, are you allowed to make things that are refuah on Shabbos? We know that there's an isra refuah on Shabbos, you can't consume or even make things that are for therapeutic purposes. So if you're saying, as we mentioned before, that it's this loose shtisa, it's for a food purpose, and that's why shahakal, how are you allowed to make that on Shabbos, which we said everyone agrees that you're allowed to? So Amalei Abaye v'at loy tizbis, Abaye responded, says, and you don't think that's the case, that shtisa is mutter to make and to consume on Shabbos if it's loose? But it's not, but we learned in the Mishnah, kol oichlin oichel adam l'refuah b'Shabbos. Every item, food item, a person is allowed to consume, even if he's doing it for therapeutic purposes on Shabbos. V'chol ha'mashkin shayse, and all beverages he's allowed to drink. So therefore we see that if he's having intent for eating, and that the healing comes on its own, and that it's permitted, so here also we're talking about a food item, which is shtisa, that it's going to be healing for the person. But since it's a food item, it is permitted to drink it on Shabbos. So what are you asking that you can't have refuah on Shabbos to say that if this shtisa, this loose shtisa is considered for refuah, and that's why you make a shahakal, you can't have a Shabbos? We see that you could. So elamai is l'chol mimba. So what do you have to say to resolve it? L'chayra, refuah is asr on Shabbos. So how am I saying that we learn in the Mishnah that any food item or drink, that this beverage, that if it's for healing, you're allowed to have it on Shabbos? So it depends. If gavra l'achila k'machaven, if the person is intending for eating it, and then the healing comes on its own, so then it's mutter to do it on Shabbos as this loose shtisa is. Here also it's talking about that the person is intending for eating, and therefore, since it's not obvious that it's for healing purposes, and this is one of the klolim in the Hilchas Refuah on Shabbos, that a person could take a hot tea, even though it's going to soothe his throat. Since it's a regular beverage, although he's doing it for healing purposes, since it's a food item and he's consuming it as a food and a drink, it's going to be mutter because it's not obvious that it's for refuah. And therefore, this lushtisa is, as we said before, it is shahakal because it's meant for refuah, but still it's permitted on Shabbos because it's a regular food and drink item, and therefore there's no problem about having it on Shabbos. The Gemara says, lishna achrina, a different version of this, which is similar, just that it spells out what we said. So what do you have to say? How is it mutter to take beverages or food items on Shabbos for refuah if we know refuah is asr? and as we learned in that Mishnah, that is gavra la'achila kamachaven. That the person is intending it to eat it, to consume it as a food item. And this is what this version that says explicit, that the refuah, the healing, comes on its own, so to speak, as a secondary benefit. Here also, by the shlush tisa, that a person is intending to eat it as a food item, and that is, since it's loose, it's shahakal, but the refuah comes on its own, and therefore there's no isser about having it on Shabbos, because it's not obvious that it's for refuah, because some people eat and drink different things, like a hot tea and the shlush tisa. So now the Gemara says that utzricha de Rav, that we needed this halacha of Rav, that shtis is the shahakal. And that is, although we learned in this braisa regarding Shabbos, that it's considered a food item, and that's why it's mutter to eat on Shabbos, because we know for refuah, it's usher to take on Shabbos. Obviously, this lushtisa is a food item. Still, we needed Rav to tell you that it requires a bracha. In other words, if it was for refuah, I would think that you don't need a bracha at all. We need Rav to tell you that you need a bracha. Even though it would seem that once the braisa tells you that it's a food item, of course it needs a bracha. So Gemara says no. If I would have had only this halacha of the braisa, that it's mutter to consume this lushtis on Shabbos, I would have thought, because since you're intending to consume it as a food item, and since the refuah happens on its own as a secondary benefit, that is, it's not obvious that it's for refuah, therefore it's mutter to take it on Shabbos, that is the halacha that the braisa is telling you. Aval halacha over here regarding the halachas of brachas, since ultimately his intent is for healing purposes, that's why he's drinking it. And therefore, by halacha of bracha, since that's the most important factor, is his intent, you would think that he wouldn't make a bracha at all. So therefore, it's mutter on Shabbos. It is a meichel. But it's only meichel because it's not obvious for its refuah. But lamaisa, his intent is for refuah. So therefore, if I'm drinking something that tastes good, but if I'm intending for a food, maybe I don't make a bracha at all. That's why I needed the halacha of Rav to tell you that the bracha is shahakal, that is kivin disle anah min eboy bruch, since ultimately you are having anah, you're required to make a bracha. And that is, again, the Gemara thought that since if you're intending for a food, it wouldn't need a bracha. That's the kamash mulan, that since you have anah, that since it's a meichel, you are required to make a bracha. And that is why we needed the halacha of Rav, even though the braisa was already telling us that to some extent it is already a meichel. Now we return to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Sh'alapasu eimer ha'moitzi lechem in aretz b'chulu," that the exception that although everything that grows from the ground, it's adama. So although bread also, it comes and it's manifest from the ground, there, since it changes, it's more chashiv, it's going to have the bracha of ha'moitzi lechem in aretz. So Tanya Ban, we learn in the Braisa, specifically regarding the exact nusach of ha'moitzi, that it's ha'moitzi lechem in aretz. So mahu eimer, what is the bracha that you make? So the Tanya Kama says, ha'moitzi lechem in aretz, the one who takes that bread from the ground. He does not have the hay. He says that the one who takes out bread from the ground without the hay. So what's the machlekes? Amar Rava, b'maitzi kul amalei pligi. Regarding the word maitzi, without the hay, there no one argues the apik mashma, that it means regarding the past, that it already was. And that's definitely a proper bracha, because we need it to mean that regarding the past, because Hashem already took it out, this bread from the earth, that a person is coming to enjoy from now. So therefore, Maitzi, according to everybody, would be a proper Nusach. As it says, the Chesivah says in the Pasuk about Midbar, Kel Maitzi Yami Mitzrayim, the God who took them out of Mitzrayim. So we see the word Maitzi, that without a hay, connotes the past. So therefore, that would definitely be a proper bracha according to everyone. Ki pligi b'ha Maitzi. What is this machlokes that we brought in this braisa regarding the word ha Maitzi with the hay? That is Rabbanan Savri Hamoitzi Dabik Mashman. Rabbanan hold that even the word Hamoitzi also connotes the past. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk regarding a post episode, it says Hamoitzi Lacha Mayim, the one who took out for you water, Mitzur HaChalamish, from the rock of the flint. And that is, it was something that already had been, and still we say Hamoitzi Lacha, that they were remembering what Hashem did for them, that Hamoitzi we see, it could also connote the past, and therefore the proper bracha for eating bread could also be hamaitzi. That's something that Hashem already had done. However, Reb Nechemya Saver hamaitzi de mapik mashma. Reb Nechemya holds that the word hamaitzi connotes the present, that it's something that is actively happening now. Shnemad says in the pasuk regarding by Mitzrayim, when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, Hashem said hamaitzi eschem, that Moshe Rabbeinu said regarding Hashem, hamaitzi eschem etacha siblis Mitzrayim, that He's the one that takes you out from the burden of Mitzrayim. And that is, that's something that's going to happen, that it's in the process. That Hamitzi Eschem, He's going to take you out. That is when this pasuk was said to Moshe, they had not yet left yet. And whereas regarding the Raya of the Rabban, that they brought a pasuk of Hamitz l'chamayim, so that Reb Nechemya holds is not a question, Rashi says, because that was there the whole time they were in the Midbar. Hashem was constantly taking out water for them from the rock. So therefore, that's not a challenge to him. So therefore, Reb Nechemya holds Hamitzi means now, it's not in the past, and therefore he holds it's not a proper bracha to make on bread that you're making, because Hamitzi lechem l'arutz would sound like he's doing it now, but this is something that already was, because the bread was already taken out, and now I'm consuming it. However, Rabban, they respond to Reb Nechemya that his raya is not a question to them, because that pasuk of Hamitzi eschem tachas mitzrayim, you have to understand in the following context, that Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael the following statement: Kadmafiknu l'chu, when I do take you out, avidnu l'chu milsa, I will make for you something, ki hecha diyad isu da nohu da pekes yaschem Mitzrayim, that you shall know that I was the one that had taken you out from Mitzrayim. In other words, it is a reference to the past. That is, when you're out, you'll remember that I was the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, Hamoitzi yaschem tachas Mitzrayim is going on the future for the past, that then you will remember what was that I had taken you out. So therefore, they learned that Hamoitzi also, even in that pasuk, is a reference to the past. The Chsiv says in the pasuk that what's going to be is V'yedatim k'ani Hashem l'keichem Hamoitzi, that you will know that I am Hashem that took you out. So although he was telling them this in Mitzrayim, but we see that Hamoitzi is a reference to the past, what was. So this is this machlokes. Everyone agrees that really Moitzi would be the proper nosach. But then we have a machlokes regarding if ha-moitzi means the past, which is what we need it to be, or if it means the present. So now the Gemara brings a story related to this. Mishtabchen li Rabbanan Reb Zeira es bar Rav Zvid achud Reb Shimon bar Rav Zvid. That is, the Rabbanan were praising to Reb Zeira. They said that, oh, Rav Zvid, who is the brother Reb Shimon bar Reb Zvid, is a great man. The Adam Gadol hu baki bebrachas. He's a great Talmud Chacham, and he's very proficient in the halachas of brachas. So Amalehem, l'kshiyav l'yadchem eviyu l'yadi, says, when he comes to you, bring him to me, I want to see this great Talmud Chacham. So Zim Nechad de'ikla gabe, one time they came to him. So when he finally came to Reb Zeira, afiku le'rifti, he brought him a piece of bread. He wanted to see how great this one who is baki in the halachas of brachas. Pa'asach va'amah maitzi, so when he opened up and he said the bracha rishon, and he made a bracha, maitzi lechem anaretz. So Amar Zehu Shaim loved Adam Gadol who Baki Bebracha. So this is the one that they said that he's a great man and he's so proficient, so fluent in Allah's brachas. Bishlama I Amar Hamaitzi. This would be very good if he said Hamaitzi with a hey. Then we continue on to Amid Beis. So Ashmiina Taima Vashmiin the Hilchas HaKabban. So he would have told us two things by doing that. He would have told us the Tam, in other words, the Pirish of the Pasik. In other words, when we had this pasuk, which was debatable, of Hamitzi Eschem Etacha Sivalas Mitzrayim, does it mean for the future or does it mean the past? That he would explain that the pasuk means a future yediyah of a past yitziyah. We would have understood the pasuk in that context. And he also would have been telling us that the halach is like Rabbanan, that Hamitzi means for the past. Eldama Maitzi, Maikamashmon, and now that he said Maitzi, which although it's everyone agrees to that, but what's he telling us? In other words, everyone agrees that this is the proper thing. He could have taught us two halachas by saying Hamaitzi, and that would have been, so to speak, a kunz, and he would have told us a chiddush and halacha on two points. Or the Gemara says, V'yuda Avit, so why did he do that? Why did he do Maitzi and not Hamaitzi? Is Lafuki Nafshi Meplukta, he wanted to exclude himself from Achleikis. Why do Hamaitzi, which is like one Tana, not like the other, when he could do Maitzi, and then Alibi Likula Amahiz Yetzi the Bracha? However, the Gemara concludes and says, the hilchas hamoiti lechem in the aretz halacha is that the proper bracha is with a hay hamoiti lechem. That's the one who takes that bread from the ground. The kaimel krabbanon the army the apik mashman, because we hold like krabbanon that they say hamoiti connotes the past, and that's why we say hamoiti lechem in the aretz. Taste addresses that although it would seem to be you can make moiti without a hay, and then there according to everybody you'll be yaitze because no one argues that that means the past. However, the Yerushalmi explains that why do we say hamoiti with a hay is so that we shouldn't mix up the letters, and that is when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam. If we would say Ha'olam Maitzi, that the word the mems of Ha'olam and Maitzi, Ha'olam Maitzi, you might end up saying it as one word, and therefore it's better for us to say Ha'maitzi so that you don't have this a mixture of the words Ha'olam Maitzi and you say Ha'olam Ha'maitzi Lechem Nartz. Tosfos says that although by Lechem Min, you also have this mixture of the mems of Lechem and Min, There it's different that we, so to speak, had to take that terminology, because it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim Kaf Dalet, Matzmiach Chatzur Lebehema Ve'esiv La'avoydis Adam La'hoitzi Lechem in the Aretz. That is the Nusach of that Pasuk, and that's why we kept it in that form that David HaMelech had said in Tehillim. But where we have a choice, we'd rather say Hamoitzi than Moitzi, so that we don't mix up the letters. And Tosis also adds that that's why when we make the Bracha Hamoitzi, you should hold it with the two hands that you have the 10 fingers, Keneged, correlating to the 10 letters of that pasuk, which is the pasuk in Tehillim that we just mentioned, that since it has 10 letters and it's in reference to bread, that's why we hold it with two hands, which have the 10 fingers. Now the Gemara continues, again referring back to the Mishnah that said, V'al yirakas oimer, that on vegetables one makes the bracha of Bari Pri Adama. So the Gemara learns that it said that vegetables are Adama, but bread, although it's also from the ground, there it's Hamaiti. So the Gemara says, Ketani yirakas dum yudapas. There it seems to be there's a similarity. We learn vegetables that are similar to bread. And that is, Tosis says, then it's not actually that your vegetables are exactly like bread, because bread changed for the better, that it was turned into this new food item. And there are vegetables that are not changed for the better. Rather, what the Gemara is saying is that just like by bread, that when it's cooked, it does not diminish its bracha, so too vegetables, it retains its bilmosayakam, it retains the original form, and that cooking it should not make it worse. And therefore the Gemara says, Ma pasha nishtan adeo, or just like by bread, that it's changed through the fire, that it's baked. Afirokis namish nishtan adeo, or so too when we're qualifying the bracha on vegetables, that's bari pri adama, it's even if it was changed through the fire, and that is in spite of the fact that it was changed, it's bilmosayakam, it retains its original form, and that is the bracha will still be a bari pri adama on cooked vegetables. And that is what the Gemara says, that Amr Abinoy Mishmei Dabai, that Zayse Meres, this said that the shlok is mevarchan aleim bari pri adama, that cooked vegetables, whenever you take any vegetable and you cook it, the bracha will retain its original form of bari pri adama. So now the Gemara says that Darish Rav Chizda lectured about this, Mishum Rabbeinu, in the name of Rabbeinu Umanu, who's our master, that's Rav, and that he said that shlok is mevarchan aleim bari pri adama, as we just mentioned, that cooked vegetables are just like bread, and that it retains the original bracha in spite of the fact that it's cooked. And that it is a bari pri adama. However, Rabbi Sein ha'yoyde Meretz Yisrael, but our teachers that came down from Meretz Yisrael, Umanoi Ula, and who is this? That's Ula. He said over Meshmed Rabbi Yechanan, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the Omar, Shlok is mevarchan alin shakalim b'dvari. That no, that doesn't retain its original bracha of bari pri adama. Rather, it has the bracha of shakalim. That is, it seems to be a machloikis. However, Vani Aymer, and I, says Rav Chizda, that I want to resolve their words and that they're not arguing. And that is, there are certain fruits from the ground that are hadama, and there are some that are shahakal, as he explains. Kol shetchilasa bari pri adama, any vegetable that originally, in its original form, when it's raw, was a bari pri adama. Shlokoi shahakal nimidvar, then if you go ahead and you cook it, it turns into a shahakal. That is, again, any vegetable that's eaten raw, that originally it's a bari pri adama, if you cook it, you take it out from its original form, that it gets diminished, and now the bracha becomes shahakal. And later on, the Gemara is going to say that's, for example, like by garlic and leek, where it's originally hadama, when you cook it, it becomes a shahakal. B'chol shetchilasa shahakal nebedvar, and any vegetable that originally, as it is, it's a shahakal, that it's a vegetable that's not the derech to eat it when it's raw. So therefore, if it was eaten raw, it would have been a shahakal. Sholka b'ri pri adama, so therefore when it's cooked, it becomes a b'ri pri adama, because now you're making it into its proper form of eating, and now that's the ikar pri. And therefore, after it's cooked, it's going to be a b'ri pri adama. So therefore, it's not a machlekes. One that said that it's a b'ri pri adama when it's cooked is told because it originally was shahakal. The one that said it's shahakal was told about a vegetable that was originally b'ri pri adama. So now the Gemara explains. How do we have these cases that we said that originally it's a hadama that turns to shakal, or shakal turning into hadama? So bishlam mekoshet chlosa shakal nebedvari. So I can understand the case of a vegetable that was originally shakal, that is shalkoi by pri adama, that and then when it gets cooked, it becomes a bari pri adama. Meshkachas la bekarva. I understand that by case of cabbage, basilka and beets, bakara and pumpkins, that those things originally when they're raw are shakal, because that's not the way it's normally eaten. It's only eaten when it's cooked. So therefore, it becomes hadama when it's cooked. Alakoshet chlosa bari pri adama. But where do you have a case that originally it's hadama when it's raw? It's even edible raw. That if it gets cooked, it gets worse when it's cooked. Why should it get diminished to shahakal? So Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, we can have it by the cases of garlic and leek, which there they get worse when they're cooked, so to speak. They're not row to eat as a vegetable. There they become a shahakal of when they get cooked, when it's by garlic and by leek. So that's one version we have. What Rav Chisda said, how he was miyash of the two different versions, they weren't arguing. However, Darsh of Nachman, Rav Nachman once lectured, Mishum Rabbeinu, in the name of our master, Manu Shmuel, that this was said in the name of Shmuel, that he said, Shlok is mavarchan aleim boi pradam. He said, the aloha on cooked vegetables, adam, just like Rav. However, v'chavareinu hayor de meretzol, and our chaverim, and our friends, which is that he, since Rav Nachman was mochoshev, and therefore he didn't call Ula our beisenu, that like Rav Chisda said, rather he called it our chaverim, Umana Ula, and who is this Ula? He said, Mishmed Rabbi Yechon, Amad Rabbi Yechon, and said, Shlok is mavarchan aleim shahakal in midvar. That cooked vegetables are shahakal, and not hadama like Shmuel said. And I learned that it is a machlokes. In other words, not like Rav Chisda, he wanted to resolve these two different shitas and say that they're told by different type of cases, depending if it started off as adama or shahakal, that would change if when it's cooked, if it's shahakal or adama. Rather, I learned that it is actually a machlokes because it happens to be, it's a machlokes tanoim. And that is, I say that this machlokes is the same machlokes as the Gemara is going to bring of Remeah and Reb Yosi. That is, that Shmuel and Reb Yochanan are both talking about by vegetables. And that is that they argue one and the other, and that Shmuel is like Remeah, that he says when something is cooked, it retains its koi ben milsa, it retains its original form. Rabbi Yechanan is like Rabbi Yosi, that he says when something is cooked, it loses the original form, as the Gemara brings the Tanya's, learn the Braisa. Yitzin Baraka Kashab, we learned that someone could fulfill his chiev of matzah by a soaked wafer. And that is, if this wafer is soaked in water, your yoytzi yechiv of achilas matzah of mitzvah on Pesach, because that's still called lechem oini, ubim mevushel shloini muach divremeya. And similarly, that if it was cooked, but if it wasn't totally dissolved, again, you're still yoytzi yechiv of matzah on Pesach. That's the opinion of Remeya. He holds that if something is cooked, it still retains the original identity, which is of bread, and therefore it's considered matzah. Rabbi Yosi Eimer yoytzin barakka kashari. Rabbi Yosi says he agrees that one could fulfill his chiv by a soaked wafer. However, avaloi v'mevushal, but not if it's cooked, even if it wasn't totally dissolved. And that is because once it's cooked, it's not called lechem anymore, it's not called bread. So therefore, Rav Nachman wanted to say that, you see, it's a machlokes tanoim. And that is, we find that Reb Meir says that when something is cooked, it retains original identity, and Reb Yosi says that it loses original identity. So therefore, that's the same machlokes that we have between Shmuel and Reb Yochanan. And that is, we find that Shmuel says that Shlokis is Boi Pri Adama. That is because when it's cooked, it's B'milsekai, it retains the original identity. Like Reb Meir says, that Mevoshel, you're still Yaitza, the bread that was cooked for the halach of Lechemon, is still considered bread. But Reb Yochanan, that he says Shlokis Shahakal, that's because he says that once it's cooked, it loses original identity. That's like Reb Yosi that says that you're not Yaitzechiv of Lechemon, it's not considered bread anymore. Once it's cooked, it loses original identity. So that's why he wants to say it is a Machlokis. However, the Gemara is Deiche his Rai, and says, Wallahi, it's not true. That is, the Machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yosi is a different Machlokes. The Kuli Amo Shlok is Mabarach and Lame Bar Per Adama, then essentially everyone agrees that cooked vegetables you would make a Bar Per Adama, and that if it's cooked, it does not change, it does not lose its original identity. However, so what's Pshat in Reb Yosi? That says when the matz is cooked, you can't be Yotze Lechem Oin anymore. That is, Ba'adkam Lekam Reb Yosi Hasam El Mashram Debin Tam Matzah Veleka. That's only because when you eat the matzah, you have to have the taste of matzah, and that there is not anymore once it's cooked. It doesn't taste like matzah anymore. But regarding the halachas of brachas, specifically regarding when you cook the vegetables, even he would agree that the halacha would be a bayi pri adama, and that its b'milsekai retains its original vestige of what originally was. So now the Gemara says that up until now we said in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, the both versions that Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda quoted in the name of Ula that came down from Eretz Yisrael, that Rabbi Yochanan says that Shlok is cooked vegetables are shahakal. Now the Gemara is going to say that there actually is a machlik is what Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was. Amr B'chia Bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yochanan. B'chia Bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Shlok is mevarchan leim bar pir adam. He says that it's, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, everybody agrees that cooked vegetables is hadam like Shmuel and like Rav said. However, Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes, Rabbi Yechanan, Shlok is Mavarchan Aleim Shahakal Nei Bidvari. However, Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes, he's the one that says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that cooked vegetables, the bracha is Shahakal Nei Bidvari, unlike the other Amira. So this is that machlik is what we have in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Kava Ula L'Shabeshtei, that Ula ingrained his mistake, so to speak, because he was the one that was the Rabbi Seinu HaYoy Demeritz Yisrael, Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes, that in other words, he went And he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it's Shahakal, that he learned and he established his mistake like Rabbi Yaman had said over until it was, so to speak, it was ingrained in him. And that now in the Beis HaMedrash, although he heard it from Rabbi Yaman by Yefes in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it's Shahakal, now he goes into the Beis HaMedrash and he says, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. But it's not Rabbi Yochanan that said it. It's one version of Rabbi Yochanan that said it. That was Rabbi Yaman by Yefes. And then we have others that say that he said it, that Rabbi Yochanan said it's Hadama. And that the Gemara even goes further and says, Tohi bar Reb Zeir wondered. That is, this machloik is that it was mentioned in the Beis Medrash. How is it possible even to mention Rabbi Yaman by Yefes' Shita regarding his arguing on Rabbi Chiya bar Abba as a machloik is in the Beis Medrash? He's not even kedai to argue on Rabbi Chiya bar Abba to say that Rabbi Yochanan, there isn't an opinion Rabbi Yochanan says Jahakal. As the Gemara says, V'chimayin Rabbi Yaman by Yefes as Rabbi Chiya bar Abba? How could we even mention him, so to speak, as a bar plukta, someone that could argue to say that Rabbi Yochanan says that it's Jahakal, when Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says that Rabbi Yochanan agrees to everybody else that the bracha on cooked vegetables is Adama? And for many reasons, that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is much greater than Rabbi Yaman by Yefes. First of all, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba daik v'gomer shmaitem Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was precise and to memorize all the teachings of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yaman ben Yefes lo daik, Rabbi Yaman ben Yefes was not so meticulous as precise as Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Second of all, void Rabbi Chiya bar Abba called Tlosin Yemin Mahadu Talmudic Amid Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Every 30 days, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba would go in front of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, to review all the rulings that he heard from him. Rabbi Yaman ben Yefes lo Mahadu, and Rabbi Yaman ben Yefes would not go ahead and review it. Third of all, Void Barmandeinu Barmandein, besides everything that we just said, but these two proofs that we said, that Rabbi Yaman bar Abba is not worthy, so to speak, to argue in Rabbi Chiya, we have another proof that Rabbi Yochanan never could have said that the halacha on cooked vegetables is a shahakal. That is, because Dahu Tumasa de Shalki Le Sheva Zimne Mekedera, they had this termis bean that was cooked 7 times in the pot. That's how well it was oiskekach, that it was cooked. Va'achilo bekinuch, so it was eaten as a dessert. Asu v'shal Rabbi Yochanan came to ask Rabbi Yochanan what's the proper bracha on it. V'amalahu mavarchin eloyeh, bari pri adam, he says, did you make a bari pri adam on it? And not a shahakal. So we see that even though it was shalak, that it was cooked, it retains its original bracha of bari pri adam. And then the Gemara says a fourth reason. V'oidam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, ani re'isis Rabbi Yochanan shalakal zayis malich. I saw him, not only that he said it, I saw him eating a salted olive. That is, it was salted for many days, and the Gemara in Pesachim says that malich kiriseach, that salting is like roasting. It has the same metabolic principles as roasting, that the salt goes ahead and, so to speak, it cooks the food item. And ubarach alav tchil b'saif, and he brings a brach rishayna and a brach achrayna. So iyamet b'shleim b'shlokas b'malsayah kamer, so that would be understandable if we would say that a cooked vegetable or a cooked fruit retains the original form. So, b'tchil mevarach lo bari pri eitz. I could understand his first bracha was a bari pri eitz. Ul b'soif mevarach lo bracha achz min shalosh, and his bracha achreina would be an alo eitz. Eliyamrit shlokis la b'masayi kamen. But if it's going to be like Rabbi Yomid by Yefes, that when you cook something, it does not retain its original bracha. So, bishlam b'tchil mevarach shakal mevarach. I could understand what he would have made on the salted olive would be a shahakal. El b'soif my mevarach. But what would be his bracha achreina? There is no bracha to be made. So, the Gemara says no. Dilma Barin of Asha Shabbos v'chasroina, maybe it's the famous bracha of Barin of Asha that Hashem makes different things, different souls with all the things that they're lacking. Al Koma Shabbar, and why did you create all these things? That's the bracha of Barin of Asha. So therefore, that fourth proof is not a proof, because possibly he would make a bracha on the salted olive, shahakal and Barin of Asha. But we do have three proofs that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rav and Shmuel, that the proper halacha is not like as Ula made, so to speak, his mistake, like Binyamin by Yefes, that it's a shahakal. Rather, it's a bari pri adam. So now the Gemara goes back on what we said and asks a question. Masav Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel. We learned Yurakas sha'adam yoytze ben yidei chavasa the Pesach. We learned the vegetables that a person can be yoytze his chiv on Pesach for mar is yoytze behen ubekelech shalem. So he could be yoytze his chiv with the leaves of what the mar is and with their stalks. Ava loy kavush, not if they were pickled. The loy shlukin, and not if they were stewed. The loy mevashol, and not if they were cooked. So therefore, the Gemara develops the question: if it's as we're saying that a vegetable retains the original form, and that's why the bracha that we're saying everyone wants to say that it's going to be bari pri adama. So shlukin amay loy, why can't you be yotzei chiv v'mor? If it was cooked, it's still a yerek, it's still a vegetable. As we say, the bracha is still a bari pri adama; it retains the original form. So Gemara says, similar to what we answered before regarding matzah, that shani hasam to be in tamor v'leka. That's because although it's a vegetable, and the proper bracha will be a bari pri adama, however, we need the taste of mor, and that is not there when it's cooked. And that is, however, but regarding a bracha, it still would have a shame pri, and therefore it still would be a bari pri adama. So the Gemara comments on this and says, regarding what we mentioned before, that Rebbe bar Abba saw his Rebbe Rebbe Yechanan eat a salted olive and that he made a bracha, Rishayin a bracha achreina. So you might ask Rebbe Yechanan, Heichem avarach al zayis melich. How did he make a bracha achreina at all on the salted olive? And that is Kivan dishkila ligarine. Once you take away the pit, and we continue on to the top of Lamatesim and olive, and because you're obviously not eating the pit of the olive, but leishiyura, so then you have less than the proper amount which is necessary to make a bracha achreina, which is a kezayis. And that is by the bracha on Peir Sa'aretz, it says aloshen achila. And we know that all achilas, all consumptions that require a bracha are kezayis, which means like the size of an olive. But an olive is the size of the olive with the pit. So if you're actually eating an actual olive, you're taking out the pit, you're not having the, so to speak, the size of a kezayis as an olive. So Amaleis, they said to me, Misavit kezayis gadol b'inan, do you think that you need to have, for the bracha achreina, to have the size of a large olive? Kezayis b'inan b'inan. You need the size of a middle-sized olive. And that is that we have over here in this case, the olive that Rabbi Yechanan had eaten was a large olive. And that is the afag of the shaklu l'garinise, so that even though after his pit was taken away, partially sure you still retained and you remained with the shear of a middle-sized olive. So although you took away the pit, since it was a bigger olive, even though now it sands the pit, it still remains the size of a kezayis, so to speak, which is the size of a medium-sized olive. That's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, that it's a medium-sized olive, that zayis shamru, the olive that we said, regarding the shear of all achilas, loy katan v'loy gadol, we're not talking about a small olive, we're not talking about a large olive. Ela beinanu, we're talking about the size of a medium-sized olive. V'zehu aguri, and that's what's commonly known as a zayis aguri, to which the Gemara says, it's true, its real name is not Aguri, rather it's the Zayis Avruti. Some say that its real name is a Samrusi. So Aguri. So why is it called Aguri? The reason is Shashamni Ogur Bitoiche, from the word ogur, that its olive is gathered inside of it. And that is, it's prepared, so to speak, the juice is ready to go out, which is that it's not, so to speak, absorbed into the fruit like the beverage of apples and berries. Rather, it's gathered inside like the beverage of a grape, where that's why olives and grapes are distinct in Hilchos Brachos, which is since the beverage there is, so to speak, it's just sloshing around, it's gathered inside and it's not absorbed in the fruit. That's why it's called aguri. However, that is the amount that the olive has to be if you want to have a shear of achila. When we always say it has to be the kezayis, it's like the zayis aguri, which is a middle-sized olive, not a small one, not a big one. And therefore, since Rabbi Yechon was eating a large olive, even though he took out the pit, it still was the shear of a kezayis, and therefore he was able to make a bracha achreina.